beautiful people, you are listening to episode 8 of Hashtag Real Pod, and I'm your host, Victoria Garrick. Today's guest is a fan favorite, to say the very least. I am absolutely pumped to welcome, drumroll please, the heart of the USC lacrosse team, and quite possibly the YouTuber of our generation. Ladies and gents, she's number 2 on the field, but number 1 in our hearts, the one and only Katie DeFeo. She's a Division I lacrosse player at USC. She's amassed over 70,000 total social media followers, and she inspires athletes everywhere with her humor, hustle, and genuine spirit. And I promise you, she is even funnier and nicer in real life. It's kind of insane. You've been requesting her presence for a while now. I hope this conversation is everything you've hoped for as Katie and I talk about mental health, YouTube, and everything in between. Let's get to the episode.
Wait, the fans don't talk back to us? No, apparently.
No, that's not how podcasts work.
Oh, cool.
We just hope they're listening.
This is only my second time.
But we really don't know.
Okay, yeah.
This has been
a wild
quite
day.
The morning. Yeah.
So if you guys follow at Victoria Garrick on Instagram, Victoria Garrick 4, Victoria Garrick.
It's just Victoria Garrick.
If you follow at Victoria Garrick on Instagram, you may have seen that it's been a tough 24 hours leading up to this event. And she not only, this is Real Pod, so we're going to get real.
Yes,
We were supposed to do this yesterday. And she not only delayed it by a day.
Oh, shoot. I totally forgot I did that to you.
She had a mental breakdown yesterday about a charging cord.
A USB cord was
okay.
Working.
And then today, she shows up to the podcast. Her microphones are beautifully wrapped in towels. And she forgot both, not one, but both of the batteries for both of her cameras.
I also dropped my microphone. It has a dent in it.
Yep. And so we really hope that this is going to be all right, but we don't know. And that's part of the beauty.
It's when you say this is Real Pod, so we're going to get real. Actually, on my car right here, I was like, getting in the mindset, like, okay, it's a new day. Be who you know you can be. And then I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep it real.
It's tough to pump yourself up like that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm able to, like, flip it on, which kind of scares me. Because I'm like, I don't want to be... Because then when you get home, and then you kind of go back to where you sort of... It feels natural for you. Mm-hmm. You're kind of scared. Like, it starts to feel like imposter syndrome. I'm like, wait, who was that girl that I was an hour ago? I like her so much more than I like who I am right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it's like, if you know me, you know I like to bring the energy in whatever room I'm in.
Yeah.
And it's also weird for me sometimes, like, when I have, like, a super up experience like that, like, I'm just, like, vibing and, like, the whole room's, like, laughing at my jokes and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
And then I, like, go home and I'm, like, alone. Because, like, this summer I'm living alone. Like, both of my roommates are gone for the summer and I'm just like in my apartment alone, and so I have a lot of like lonely times. Like, I'm just like, up at night like in my own thoughts, like there's no one there.
It's
like
scary,
besides like Michael Scott and like
which
and
is
Jim
gonna be
Pam.
Gone which is gonna be gone soon when Netflix we can't
which
even
is
that
terrible.
Is painful,
which is terrible,
but it's wild what you say that, because I think that too, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I feel so different. And then I think about how freaking like Lady Gaga or like Katy Perry must feel.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen their documentaries? And Lady Gaga, well, this is a really cool part, which you just reminded me of. Lady Gaga says, I go from an arena with hundreds of thousands of people who want to touch me, look at me, praise me. And then I go home to the trailer or the hotel room and there's no one.
Yeah.
And that sounds so severe.
It's scary.
And meanwhile, I'm like, I was with 5 people and I'm alone and
this
sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, like, we have, like, by the way, guys, I'm Katie DeFeo. It's okay. And we...
Wait, whoa. I'm giving you an amazing intro that I record. Oh, I definitely...
Oh, okay.
I've also forgot to tell you this. I record the intro separately, so that whole thing will play, and then now they're hearing what
we're
saying
awesome.
Now.
Okay, anyways. So, yeah.
Katie,
thank you, Victoria, for the intro. Yes, I'm Katie DeFeo. I play lacrosse here at USC, and I have a YouTube channel.
I will have
and
already...
I know. I'm providing some context for what I'm about to say.
Okay.
And I have a YouTube channel. And so in women's lacrosse, there's not a lot of content being created. So I'm not going to brag, but I do pretty well on my YouTube channel.
She's the goat of social media in lacrosse.
Okay, kind of. In women's lacrosse, maybe. Not even. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone's listening, Taylor Cummings, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Anyways, so after our games, we have a lot of people come to our games. A lot of fans, a lot of little girls who watch the channel who live in Los Angeles, wherever they live. I've had people come and they're literally like, I'm from Philadelphia. Like, I'm in LA for 3 days and I made my dad like take me all
isn't
the way
that
to this
wild
game.
When you're like, oh my gosh, this isn't just a viewer. This is like an
a
actual
person.
Person.
I love that though. That's
my
favorite thing ever.
Same.
Yeah.
I wish everything was like an in-person
I know.
Connection.
Yeah. But so after the games, they come up and they ask for pictures. So like literally you'll see like, it's like when you're at Disney World and like there's like Mickey and like all of the buddies, like they're all lined up in like separate lines and you have to like choose which line to go into to get a picture. It's like me, Kerrigan Miller, Izzy McMahon, Amanda Flahan. And we're like standing there and like no joke. And it's like lines of girls and they just go from one to the other. And so like we've had experiences where like our coach has been like, all right guys, like let's get the bus rolling. Like we got to go like to the airport. And like, we're like, what are we going to do? Like we can't leave them. You're like,
coach, I'm sorry you're dealing with four high top celebrities right now. No, that's not it at all. Let me be me.
No, that's not it at all. I'm like, but I'm just like, I can't leave them here, you know? Like I have to just like, so I rush through whatever. Anyways, so it's weird because like we'll be out on McAllister Field over there for our home games and we'll meet all these girls and like, we'll literally be there for like 30 minutes after the game, whatever. And then there's just that moment where you're just like, you walk back to the locker room and you like put your stuff down and you're just like, it's just me. Like I'm here. Like, and it's like that, like the Lady Gaga thing you said, like on a much smaller scale.
Right. Right.
And but that happens like every game.
Do you ever feel like, why me? Like, why do they like me? Because you know, like kind of the worst qualities about yourself. Like sometimes when I have people like saying nice things to me online or whatnot, I'm like, I don't know. It's like, you almost feel like you don't deserve it, or you know you're not perfect, or I'm like gonna cry. I'm just so emotional right now. But no, like sometimes I'm just like, I don't know why these people like me so much.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I definitely can agree with that a little bit. Obviously, like it's, I think it though in like the opposite way, like I like love that they like me so much because like I can see my best qualities and like I'm glad that like other people do too.
Yeah.
Like obviously I have like friends, but like it's nice to have like a little bit of a following and they like think I'm funny and like I think I'm funny. So it's like, okay, like that's awesome.
It's crazy how supportive the people who support us and view our content are, because I know when I see a DM or a meaningful comment, it makes me so happy. But conversely, the one hate comment or the one negative comment, for some reason, to most people, has more of an effect than 300 positive comments.
Yeah. So, okay, so this is Real Pod, hashtag Real Pod, and I'm going to get hashtag Real.
Oh, you should. Otherwise, I wouldn't bring you on the Potty Pod.
Amazing. Potty Pod.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Real Pod. I think we're just going to stay on brand here. So, yeah, I hate comments. I have a deep voice. Surprise. That's a thing. If you are listening, you definitely know that by now.
Dude, I love your voice.
Thank you. It's like a raspy.
Yeah, it's the reason I want to listen to your videos.
Oh my God, thank you. Okay, so that's like literally the reason I didn't do a podcast for so long and the reason I delayed doing vlogs, because I'm just insecure about it and people say mean things about it. So it's always been like that. Like I've always gotten like mean comments about that. So like in person too. It's just like never like when I was like a kid and stuff.
Can you remember something someone said?
Well, like, okay, so this is my like biggest experience with it. So I started making the videos, and then last summer, this lacrosse company called the Lacrosse Network, it's just like a media platform, and they had like all, so there's basically like lacrosse is a very small sport. It's big, but in reality, it's like if you're involved in the sport, it's like a small group. Like we all know each other, and so everybody who films the sport of lacrosse, like there's only like 10 or 12 people that like make quality highlights of like the sport. So Lacrosse Network wanted this, they did this series called The Lenses of Lacrosse, where they had like everyone who films lacrosse make like a vlog style 1 minute video talking about how they started filming, where they're at now. And it was like really cool. And they aired them on their Instagram like every day for like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was like sweet. It was awesome. So I got selected to do one of those. So I was like pumped. So I filmed it. And I was like, oh, this is so dope. And I like my story was cool because like a lot of people just like film the sport or whatever and they're not usually comfortable on camera, but I was like super comfortable because I'd been vlogging for like 6 months.
Of course.
And I had that aspect of my story to tie into the video. So I was like, I film lacrosse, but I also play lacrosse and talk about lacrosse and make like vlogs and stuff like that. So it was cool. And then just the hate comments were real because like I feel like in my bubble, like I always say like I don't get hate comments if my video on YouTube or Instagram like stays within my audience base, because they like are just like so accepting and they just like know me, like they don't like, it's not any different. But like the second that a video like goes viral, not viral, but like the second that a video gets a lot of views for me,
or it's put on a platform
where other people are, yeah, like Lacrosse Network, like that was like the little like boys lacrosse audience, like the little like, you know, like insecure little sixth grade boys that like to be mean. And so like for example, our video KT versus volleyball, humble brag, 300,000+ views, so great. Spearheaded the entire Victoria Garrick YouTube career.
Literally.
Anyways, that video, if you go and look at that video right now and you go to comments and you hit sort by most recent, it's a bloodbath of just hate, absolute hate. Just like my voice and like my persona and like everything. It's like terrible.
It's all the
KT-verse videos because those all did numbers. Any video with more than 100,000 views on my channel, if you sort the comments, you'll see.
Dang.
But so anyways, what I'm saying is, my first experience was that Lens of Lacrosse thing. And it was just like on their Instagram account, like I saw it was real, like it was tangible. And I was like, something I was so excited about was that video. And when it went up, I was like so pumped. I was like sharing it with everybody. Like I was like so stoked about it. And just like seeing the hate, I was like, oh my God, like this is terrible. And so I've had experiences like that where I've been like super down about it. And like I said, like living alone and stuff, like I, like when I'm in my own thoughts, like I'm like, damn, like this is like not great. But then I'm just like surrounded by like such great people and like all my like actual real fans that like stick up for me and stuff, that like it actually genuinely doesn't bother me anymore. Like I like, I've gotten to this place where like I actually read a hate comment and I'm like, you are more concerned about something that I can't control than like living your own life. Like you're investing the time into your day to comment this long comment. Like, why do you care that much? Like, I'm so above that. Like, I just don't need that.
Well, I think your voice is such a beautiful character trait of who you are. And I could see you going on to do something sick in the digital world and being known for like your persona, it's your voice, your commentary.
Yeah.
I can't think of someone I know who would just think about actually being on Instagram and looking at someone's picture and taking the time to write something mean. It blows my mind that people do that. You know, I've had a few here and there. I'm super affected. Like, you know me as a person, I care so much. And that's always my problem with relationships, is I put in...
Yeah, I saw the long distance video that you did with Max. And
I put in like 115% and a normal person puts in, I don't know, 80?
80.
But, and so when someone, I mean, my TED Talk video, someone commented, this girl is screaming, like, I hate her voice. I X'd out in like 10 seconds, something like that.
And did you just like,
for me to think, this is me, regardless of how I'm saying it or how I sound to you, this is me talking about the hardest thing in my life.
Yeah.
And you're saying, her voice is annoying, I'm not watching.
Yeah, but one thing that I always think is like, you get, that's not the guy that has the TED Talk. And there's a reason. Like, you get the opportunity to, like, however many likes his comment got, like what, like 12? Even if it got 1,000 likes on his comment.
Right.
There's still so many more, and this sounds so cliche, like, oh my God, like, you're so loved. Like, but it's like, there are still so many more people that, like, you got to do the TED Talk. Like, he's just a commenter. Like, you are above him. Like, that's just, like, the bottom line. Like, there's this guy in lacrosse, and he's a goalie in the Premier Lacrosse League, which is, like, the biggest thing ever. It's, like, the biggest lacrosse league in the history of, like, pro lacrosse. And his name's Scotty Rogers. And he was great in college, like, All-American, whatever. And then now in the pros, he has been a backup a few times. Like, he doesn't start every game. Like, he has, like, a very, like, up-and-down journey with, like, lacrosse. And so he has, and he's like super huge, like he's gigantic, like he's like massive, like muscles, everything, like he's like a bodybuilder. So he gets all these like terrible comments about like, oh, you don't play, you suck, like why do you, and he has a big platform because he inspires a lot of people, and you should actually check him out. And he's like, he has like this big platform, so people, naturally that brings in haters, and people are like, you don't play, why do you have a platform, like you have this many followers, but you don't even play a single second in the PLL, like, and he like, and something that I love about him is that he like wears it on his sleeve. Like sometimes people, like my friends will like see hate comments and be like, hey, like I'm so sorry, like, and I'm just like,
where have I been, dude? I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah, you
I
have to well, because it's after they go like viral.
I feel bad I haven't texted you about it because I just didn't know.
No, I don't care. So listen, that's what I'm saying. So people are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, hey, like keep your head up, like whatever. And I'm like, I'm fine. Like Scotty, like every time he gets a hate comment or like a DM, he literally puts it on his story and then he like makes a video of himself and he's like, yo, like he's like, listen up guys, like this little punk wants to slide in my DMs, like I'm gonna expose him, like this kid doesn't know what he's talking about, like, and he just like literally like wears it. Like that's I think cool. That's part of like the fabric of like who I am. Like I'm tough, I'm resilient. Say literally whatever you want about me, like I actually do not care. Like,
can you think of an experience that you had? Because no one's just born not caring. You learn that or...
Exactly, yeah.
So can you think of a time maybe when you were younger or like when you first experience hate that you didn't wear it well and didn't take it well and then you've learned since then?
Yeah, so like take breaks on this.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I have to think, it's not all like in the brain.
Yeah.
All right, let me think. So I know I have one. I just want to make the right one because it's real pod.
Middle school. I mean, I can think of a time in middle school I had a really bad lisp. So I literally can still, I tell people this, I think I can still do it. Like when you go to speech therapy, they teach you how to talk a different way than what like was comfortable for my jaw.
Yeah.
And so I used to have a serious lisp, and this guy at school once like made fun of my lisp, and I went home crying. And I remember my older brother came into my room and was like, "Why are you crying?" And I was like, "You know, so and so made fun of my lisp." And we had AIM. My older brother was like, "Give me your computer." He goes on my AIM and he messages this kid and is like, I think he said something like, "If you ever make fun of my sister's lisp again, you're gonna need to get your teeth checked. Like, if something where it was
and
like,
the best part is this chat is coming from like Vicky loves V-Ball 1, 2, 3. Like, it's just like, and it's like the most insane thing ever. I know.
Yeah, but anyways, it was just cute that he like stood up for me. But also, I remember that as being something where that was a top insecurity for me. Funny how that's also has to do with voice.
Yeah, it's always the voice, because that's it. That's the only thing that people like. That's the first.
I think what sucks is when it's something you cannot control. Yeah, exactly. I didn't know how to control my voice.
But that's also the best, is because like you can't. If you can't fix it, then why worry about it? Like, if you can't change it, it doesn't matter.
Right, you have
like,
to accept it. That's what I talk about. That's what I preach.
Because you have two decisions. Like, you have two options. You can literally, like, accept it and move on and make it part of who you are, or you can just let it get to you every time. Because for the rest of my life, people are going to say stuff about it. So if I, it's unhealthy if I let that consume me. Like, that would just be bad. And I won't pursue my dreams. Like, I didn't vlog and I, like, didn't have a podcast for, like, a long time because I was worried about how people would perceive me. The fact that I got over that is like the whole reason I'm even here, like doing this, is because like it's just like something I wear as like a badge of honor.
And
like,
that's I try to tell girls who struggle with body image, is like, this is the shape of your body. You're not gonna have this, you're not gonna have that. You have to accept it rather than constantly wish you're gonna be something else. Because I think that's also something we really can't control. You can control it to an extent, but I think nowadays people think image can be controlled, like because of makeup and because of plastic surgery, that they're like, oh, I can fix all these things. It's like, no, like these are also qualities of your makeup as a human, and you can't always change it.
No.
And so knowing that about my voice, my body, the things people don't like about me, like I've had, you seem pretty well liked, like with your teammates. Mm-hmm. I know that sometimes my positive attitude, like surprisingly, my positive attitude, my always happy, my see the bright side.
Yeah, always on.
Frustrated some of my teammates because they didn't feel that way, or they were like sick of it, or they were just annoyed. And like, I get it. There's some people in life who just annoy us and you don't know why. Like, I have that with others. Yeah. And like, I, you know, those people where you're feel this way? You're such a nice human, but you annoy me.
Yes, I know exactly. What you're
right? So I know I am that for some people. And I just had to learn, like, this person's not going to like me. And I can't change who I am, you know, for them.
I have a good quote for you. So, if somebody doesn't like you, it shows a lot more about them than it does about you. That's my quote for the day. So,
I love that. Hey, wait, dive deeper for me. What does it mean to you?
What do you mean, the quote?
Yeah.
It's pretty, like...
I mean, what do you mean...
Like, if someone... I don't know. I guess if someone's, like, blindly annoyed by you, like, if you just can't figure out why someone doesn't like you, it's on them, not you. Like, you...
Like, they must have something, some baggage that you don't know about.
Baggage, or they're just like not a good person. Like,
yeah,
they're just like, you know, like it's not worth your time. It's all about what's worth your time.
It's so true.
Worrying about things that you can't control is not worth your time. Katie DeFeo, 2019. It's just like, that's how I live. Like,
wait, I also think this is the same shirt you wore for our video, and that you said this is the same room that you texted me in.
Okay, yeah,
which is so
wild. Is this the same shirt I wore in the video?
I think it is.
It actually might be.
I think green's your color too, girl.
I think green is my color. I recently just got green. CP3 Jordan 12s, and I wore them and they're sick because people, green shoes aren't made a lot, and green's like my color,
and I
love the Celtics. I'm always wearing Celtic stuff, so I need green shoes like to wear with my Celtic stuff.
Totally.
And I finally got them, so I was pumped. Anyways, so off topic. So
do you have your story?
What, of the...
When you were...
I thought you forgot about that, so I was just gonna not.
Oh, okay, we don't have to.
No. I thought you, like... I thought that was just, like, in the past, but I can go ahead.
I can always edit it back in.
Okay, well, no, let's just real bad. Just let it flow. So, yeah, guys, we're actually referencing a couple minutes ago, we were talking about a story where I let an insecurity get the best of me. So, yeah, I would say, when I was in high school, I played lacrosse, obviously. Lacrosse. I feel like I've said that word, like, 100 times. And I played for my local public school. And there was a private school right down the road. I went to Sverna Park High School, represent, go Falcons. And the private school was called Archbishop Spalding. And there was this girl at that school. I'm not going to say her name because, you
we
know.
Because we're above that. We're above that.
I'm above it. I'm so above it. And there was this girl at that school. And I liked, it's all in good fun because basically we're like a public school. But like a lot of the kids that go to that private school are from our area. And like the whole joke is that like you paid all that money to go there, but like we still beat you in sports, like because we're really good at sports at my high school. So I constantly would say that to them, like, and it's a joke. Like, I'm friends with all of them. Like, I was friends with this girl. Like, she was a homie. Like, I have a picture with her. And so
we're at picture level, people.
No, oh, absolutely. And that's like a real level. So we're friends. And so I said to her, I was like, yo, how's it feel to keep losing to us? Like, when you're paying all that money just to go lose. And she got super mad and was like, you suck at lacrosse. Like, you're like, it like literally had a rampage on me. I remember where I was. I was at Lido Pizza in Millersville, Maryland, and I was like with my friend Bella, shout out Bella, and I was just like sitting there. I was like reading her like text. I was like, oh my God. And then she was like, and you sound like a dude, and like that's just like how it is, and like you're blah blah blah, like, and said like the most vicious things. And I was like, oh my God. And like I weirdly like got so like, and like I just internalized it, because that was like way before the vlogging and like ever putting myself out there,
especially because it's someone you trust and you kind of knew. So yeah, then when she says that, you're like, I'm like,
does everyone else think?
Yeah, thinking, that's, like, yeah, is this true?
Yeah, well, I knew it was like kind of true, but it's like, it's just like battling with that. I was like, yo, this is wild. And then there was another time I said Lacrosse Network, but so this is actually the like the real Lacrosse Network story. A year before, they had, I did a video with them. We shot it here at campus. It was so fun. There's two guys, Colin and Samir. They were on, they started and ran the Lacrosse Network, then they eventually sold it. But when they were still on it, they live in LA and they shot in LA. So we did a video on campus. And that was before I vlogged. Like, I was just like a regular like filmer. Like, I was just like,
I was just a regular That was my first. I didn't even own a camera.
No, that was my first like time showing my face and voice on YouTube ever. Like, in the history of like the world.
It's bold,
and
it was, to put yourself out there for anyone. Yeah. It's anyone to see.
My boss at PLL, he says, the most courageous thing you can do is put yourself on camera and put it out into the world. That's the most courageous thing you can do in today's, in the social media world. People shy away from it. People don't want to do it.
I had an
You have to be a special type of person. Wait, can I finish this?
Yeah, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, you're good. So they came here and we shot, and it was my first time literally ever. I had never made a vlog. Like, it was my first time. And I was really insecure, and I remember before I was like, oh my God, people are going to comment about my voice. Like, whatever, it's fine. And then they were doing numbers at that point, too. Their videos were getting crazy views. So I was pumped. And so I, like, rode around on my scooter, and we, like, shot lacrosse, and it was just, like, a fun time. And then they put the video on their YouTube, and then, of course, they make a cut for social on IG, and it goes up on Instagram. And the comments, bro, like, I probably still have it saved on my phone, and I literally internalized it so much.
We're
bad. Oh my God, yeah. And I was like, I'm never starting a channel. Like, I was like, this is terrible. Like, and I literally, like, my brother and his friends got on and, like, tried to, like, defend me. And, like, it was, like, this whole thing.
Oh, love the brothers coming to fight for us.
Yeah, yeah. But they, and then
can
it's just,
can you give
it's
me
crazy.
What one of the comments said?
Yeah, let me find it right now. It's vicious. I'm actually going to find it because, like, it's, this is good content. But it's funny because now I literally just don't care. Like, I actually don't care.
I'm so happy and proud of you that you're at that point. I'm not even there.
Well, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I deal with it so much that I'm like, oh my God, this again? Like, I literally don't care. Like, it'd be one thing, like, I literally, it's on every video. Like, I'm just like, I don't care. Like, okay, yeah, haha. The other day, I did a collaboration. While I'm scrolling, I'll tell you another quick story. I did a collaboration with Paul Rabel, who's, like, just the GOAT. Like, he started the Premier Lacrosse League himself. Like, he's wild. And he's, like, one of my biggest, like, role models. And we did a collab for his channel where he went to the ESPYs. And I shot a vlog of me getting him ready, like, helping him get ready. And it was, like, the funniest thing ever because, like, I act like I know a lot about fashion and, like, dancing and all that, but, like, I don't. And that's, like, kind of the joke. And so, like, his vlog was, like, him, like, asking me for, like, genuine fashion advice. Like, and I was just, like, helping him put on suits and stuff. And I had no idea what I was doing. And, like, neither did he. We were just, like, messing around. And I knew this was, like, really next level. So you're going to, like, love this. So I knew that since it was on his channel, he has 300,000 subscribers. I knew that it would be, I would get comments about my voice. And I knew, it's usually one comment, and then that one just gets a ton of likes. And so I was like, I knew that was coming.
Spreads like wildfire.
Yeah, I knew that was coming, exactly. And so right when he posted, I was standing there next to him. I was like, yo, let's watch this. And I take out my phone, I go on my channel, and I comment on his channel. And I was like, whoa, she has a deep voice.
You did that to yourself.
Yeah. And everyone was, and it got so many likes. People were like, haha, you're a legend. Like, oh my God. And I was like, let's go.
Oh, you did it as
yourself. I beat everyone. I was like, whoa, she has a deep voice. Like, that's wild. And it got like so many likes,
that's,
and I crushed
amazing.
It. I crushed it. And I avoided all the hate. Because if you make fun of yourself, no one else can.
That's amazing. That's savage and so clever as well.
So smart. Like, and people in my office were like, damn, like respect. I was like, oh yeah, I've been dealing with this for a little while, so I know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, I think it just, after time, you develop thicker skin. For mm-hmm. me, like, growing up with brothers gave me thick skin.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Your family can say
younger brother, yeah.
the worst, most cruel thing, most cruel stuff to you, but they're family. So,
yeah. So it's like,
your blood. Like,
yeah.
I tell, sometimes my little brother and I will get in, like, the biggest fights, because we just butt heads, and the amount of things he said to me, that if half of what he said to me, like a friend said to me, I would never talk to them again.
Yeah.
But it's my little brother.
Yeah.
So I'm going to unconditionally love him regardless, just because, you know, he's blood. This is wild.
Hold on.
You can't just think of one that you read that just scarred you in your mind.
Well, yeah, they all scar me, but like there's so many. So it's like, I have to find one.
Just
wait, I'm almost here. It's fine. We have all the time in the world.
Yeah, we're chilling.
I have to go back to work, but. And they were like, do you want us to delete these? And I was like, keep them. I was like a savage. I was like, I don't care. I was like, it fuels me. I was like, but this is when I used to like internalize it. So it was like kind of bad, but now it's fine. God, it was really a fun day. It was so fun to shoot with them. Like, I had so much fun. And then I saw the comments. I was like, wow, that's really terrible. But it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. The room's like burning around me. I'm like, everything's fine. You know that meme?
Yeah, SpongeBob.
It's literally me. Like,
yeah.
That was me at this. But yeah, I used to pretend like it didn't bother me when it did. And now it really doesn't. But like, I used to be like, I'm fine. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I would like, that's even worse. Like if you're pretending like it doesn't bother you when it actually genuinely does.
Right. At
does,
least either let it bother you.
Then you're just internalizing
it. Yeah. Let it bother you and have the breakdown. And then you'll start getting over it versus just pretending and pretending it doesn't affect you.
Exactly. I hope they didn't delete the post. This is really awkward if I can't find it.
You can't just spit one from
when's
them.
Like Thanksgiving break? Like November of... tough. Whatever. Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm going to
find
it.
You're good.
Okay. So when you look up Victoria Garrett, Katie DeFeo on YouTube, there's four options. There is my collab... Or there's three. Yeah, there's three.
Don't forget the OG gingerbread
no,
baking.
I know. That's what I'm about to plug. So there's the 373,000 times over viewed video of us switching sports. Then there's gingerbread face-off, Vlogmas, USC athletes make gingerbread houses on the Victoria Garrick channel. Then there's USC athletes make gingerbread houses, !! Featuring Victoria Garrick and Jonah Matthews on my channel. My video has 10,000 more views than yours, which is a tough look, but you've been crushing it as of late, so I am just holding on to that for dear life. Okay, let's find this. Okay, yeah. So, that video, I was so pumped about, our collab. I was like, yo, that's hilarious. Like, it was actually genuinely funny. Like, sometimes when I edit, I'm like, wow, this is gonna be, like, well-received. Like,
ooh,
this is
love
funny.
That.
Like, when I was, like, punching the volleyball.
That was the first day we ever met, too.
Yeah, it was.
But the chemistry was just there, baby.
Right away. Okay. Okay, so, yeah, this is an example. On that video... the top comment is, your voice is so deep. Wow. And there's 739 likes on the comment. That is a lot of people. 739 likes. So,
I can't believe that's the top comment.
That's what can get to you, is like all the people that agree. That's like what I said. It's like one comment and it just, everyone's like, oh yeah. And they like it. That's like what kills. But then, you know what I love about my fans, my loyal fans? They said... someone said, I love it. It is so cool. And I was like, yeah. I was like, thanks, Kate. And then someone said, don't be rude. It's beautiful. So nice. And then someone said, okay, yeah. And then I commented back and I said, so deep. But that's because I was just like messing around. But yeah, so that's an example. Just like, and it's like, it doesn't have to be vicious. Well, the vicious ones are like really bad, but.
Can I have a vicious one?
Yeah, I mean.
I'm like pulling teeth here.
No, but they're like so bad. I don't even want to like read them aloud.
I mean,
like,
you don't have to.
I don't want
to
give them, I don't want to give them like validity, you know?
You don't have to read if you don't want
to. No, it's fine. It's real pod. This is, fun fact, this is how you find mean comments about yourself. So step one, go to your channel. Step two, sort your videos by most popular. Step three, click any of the most popular videos where the number of views is like 7 times the amount of subscribers you have. And step four, just head right into the comment section. And step five is sort the comments by most popular as well. Or no, most recent, because then you can just really see the bad stuff. Okay. Ugh, I don't want to. It's fine, I'll say it. Someone said, is the lacrosse player a boy or a girl? And I was just like, wow, it's tough. That one got to me.
That's so cruel.
I know, but it's like fine because I'm comfortable with who I am, so I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like that. They don't even have a profile picture, and it's like some weird. Like,
yeah, it's like a burner account just so they can be mean to
people. I don't care. And when I think about that stuff, I think about people like Scott, the guy that I said before, who like wears it on his sleeve, and like the thing I did on Paul's channel where I commented the thing before anybody else could. Like, I just like don't care. Like, I'm at a place where I'm like so above it. Like, and it's like, thanks for the view. Like, thanks for the engagement. Like, thanks for commenting. Like,
yeah. I'm just using you as analytics,
baby. I don't care. Like, you just added to my comment total. Like, you just got views. And then when they comment mean things and all my fans go to defend me, more comments, more engagement, more likes, more social media.
Yeah. And something you told me, too, was having your circle of friends and, like, a great core is what has allowed you to be so confident in who you are and not care about the stranger's comments.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you always had a tight circle?
Yeah. My circle's been tight ever since I was, like, a tiny kid. Like, I've just had the toughest, like, tightest group. Like, so, when I was, like, I always just roll with, like, 4 to 6 people, and they're just, like, my homies, and, like, I would do anything for them. Like, I would kill for them. Like,
do you have a group from, like, high school, then you have a group from college, like, you have a bunch of different groups.
Yeah, and, like, one thing I did in high school is, like, I wasn't, like, this is Real Pod. I wasn't like a part of like, I guess like the cool group, you could say. Mm-hmm. And when I was in high school, I spent a lot of time like trying to infiltrate and like trying to like hang out with them.
Right.
And then after a while, I was just like,
wait, I feel like I can guess.
This is so relatable.
Was it like they were nice to you and like, oh, Katie, but they never like really invited you?
Exactly. That's literally exactly what
so
it was.
So you're like, whoa, yeah. Like I'm getting the comment, like the hey at lunch, but yeah, I'm why like, what's are
up,
you guys?
Like we sit together at lunch and then I see Snapchat stories of them all out at night. I'm like, oh, yo, what's up? Yo, I'll just like sit back here. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, no. I have a thing anyway.
I totally
like,
know how that feels. Yeah, and then the each time you interact with them, you're like, yes, I killed that. Like it went
yeah,
really
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it was literally like that. And so I was just like, whatever. And then after a while, that was another like insecurity thing. I was just like, why don't they want to hang out with me? And then and then my senior year, I started popping off. Like, I was like, yo, I was like hanging out with everybody. I was like, hey, but no. So my senior year, I always filmed. Like, I was always like, and I wasn't like bullied. Like, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to make outlandish claims. Like, I had a great group of friends. And, like, everybody was nice to me. It's just like, they didn't think of me to like, you know, mm-hmm. bring out, which is not out. No, nothing.
Right.
Bad.
Just like go to the movies
out.
Or
exactly,
go hang out
exactly.
in whatever's kitchen.
Yeah. Hang out, not go out.
Yeah.
Different connotations. And so, yeah. And so I wasn't like, I was just like, whatever, like I'm fine alone. Like I've always been kind of a homebody anyways. Like, but I was always like filming like our sports games and everything. Like I was always just the one like with the camera, like in high school, like literally as far back as I can remember, like my sophomore year, I just started like filming everything.
That's so awesome that you have your passion and you found it at such a young age and now you've like built it into this huge, amazing
thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty sick. And it wasn't like that for a while. Like I was just filming like games and stuff and like my friends, like, but I would never put my voice on there, like I said.
You told me that you got injured, and
yeah,
that's the reason you started. Because a lot of people will message me and say, I'm injured, my life's over. Like, I'm injured,
oh,
what
yeah.
do I do during
that's
season?
That's dealing with adversity right there. That's a good story.
Yeah, please tell.
So, I was a sophomore in high school. I was on JV lacrosse. I made JV as a sophomore, which, if you're really good at my high school, you make, obviously, varsity as a sophomore. And I made JV, and I was like, whatever. So I just played JV, had a lot of fun, met some nice people. And then at the end of the year, I got pulled up to varsity for playoffs. And I was on the team. Everything was
which
great.
Which is a huge deal where you pumped. You're
yeah,
like, I'm
oh my God,
pulled
yeah,
up
I was
to
stoked.
Varsity.
Yeah, and you don't play. When you're a pull-up, you don't play. Like, not a chance. But I was just, like, pumped that they, like, thought of me. Like, it was, like, an honor type thing, you know? And so my last JV practice, I was, like, goofing around. And I fell just because I'm so tall. And I was, like, growing into my body at that point. Like, I was, like... I was like literally 100 pounds and like 6'8". So
it's like just more
like,
limbs than
like,
you had to
like,
do with.
It's like the guys on like the big
the
blow
gas
up
station.
Things outside the like the car wash and stuff that are just like it's like that was me. And so I was just like messing around at practice, and I just like fell back on literally just fell, not even touched, just fell, and I land like literally I just go like that, and the back of my head touches like and there we were on some like janky grass field, the back of my head just wrecks like this dirt like solid dirt like gravel like part of the field. And I was like, yo, and I stood up and I was like, that's not good. And so, and then the next day I like went to the doctor and I had a concussion. So I was like, oh my God. I was like, I literally was crying. I remember crying like with my mom. Like I was like, this is so terrible.
Because like, you're thinking I just got to varsity.
Yeah, I was like, I just
cool
got pulled up. Like,
and even though you know you're not going to play, you're thinking, well, maybe I will.
Yeah, well, even that, but like even just like, I didn't want to be like, I just got pulled up. Like I didn't want to ruffle any feathers or like be the girl that like sits on the sideline like while they're all running. Like I just wanted to be like I just didn't want to like cause any issues. Like
totally.
And it's like concussions. Like people, there's like a stigma that people think like you're faking a concussion. And I was just like, oh my God, like I don't want this right now.
Right.
So
and they monitor what you're doing. Like, well, you have a concussion, but you're doing this. You're
yeah,
listening
yeah,
to
exactly.
this.
And,
you're like,
and I was just like, guys. So then, but it wasn't even like that. My team was super cool. Anyway, so then I got a GoPro for my birthday because the state's game, the state championship was on May 19th. My birthday's on May 18th. Never. I mean, I was filmed when I was like a kid. I have these like really cringy music videos I used to make. Obviously everybody does.
Yes,
everybody
we all
does. Yeah, okay.
I
yeah,
made
yeah,
one
yeah.
of those just lit.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So like the song Replay, like the song's like Shawty, like yeah, that was literally I made a music video to it and I just would play a clip and then play the clip again but in reverse. Every like just the yeah, it's bad. That's probably somewhere just out there.
Okay, well we need
no
it.
No idea. We'll find it.
So you get
the GoPro. Note, find that. Just adding editing notes. Yeah, so what was I
I'm glad you
oh, yeah, yeah.
made your voice really louder for that because we
yeah,
wouldn't
no,
have heard
audio
it.
Audio will pop and you're going to be listening on headphones and it's just going to wreck you. No, so I got a GoPro for my birthday. And then we had our game and I was like, oh, well, I'm not playing. I'm on the bench. Like, I'm not even like wearing, like, I'm literally like, so I'm like a coach basically. So I was like, all right, I'll just film like this like stupid video on my GoPro. And it was like so sick. Like, I remember I was like getting angles and I was like, oh yeah, like this is sick. Like, I was like, I'm such a cool like videographer. And then it was a GoPro. Like, you can't film a game from the stands.
You
in
can't
a GoPro.
Even rewatch your video.
Yeah, exactly.
You
oh, and it was like an old
it's
GoPro.
It's like filming
yeah.
on a
you're
Polaroid.
Guessing.
You're just
guessing.
Hoping it's
you're
good.
Guessing. 100% guessing. And that was my first time ever filming. So I wouldn't even know how to like put it on my phone via Bluetooth and like check it out, nothing. So, and it's a wide angle lens, you can't film a lacrosse game. So the video, like, I was just like, so the video, but little foreshadowing there, you can't film the game. So a little, the video was just like literally so bad. Like I watch it, like everyone back then was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I was like, oh, thanks. And I like kind of thought it was cool too. But now I'm just like, jeez, like I can't even watch it. So that video, I sent it to like my local like news reporter, and his name was Colin Murphy, and he ran the sports column for our local newspaper, and he crushed it. Like he writes the literal best articles. Like he's my favorite sports writer in the world right now. Oh, I read awesome. His articles from our high school still because they're so well done.
Our high school reporter was so bad. He always got our names wrong. He got my college coach's name wrong. It's just Google.
Yeah, you're like, it's not that hard. you're like, no, but he crushes it. So he was always like documenting too, and he was like a big role model of mine at the beginning. So he brought me in. I remember I had this meeting at the like local newspaper office, and I like dressed all nice. Like I thought it was like the biggest deal ever. Like I was a sophomore in high school. They were like, yeah, just come by and like we'll talk about the video. I'm like, oh my God. Like literally like got so ready. I'm like, nice to meet you. Like I was like freaking out. Like, and so I go, and like he was just like, we love the video. Like it was sick. Like we want to bring you on as like an intern. Like you can just like make videos for like all the sports teams at your high school.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, yeah. So I still had the GoPro, and I was just like messing around, and like I made like a, like I wrote some articles over the summer, and I remember having like deadlines, and I was like, oh my God, like I was like, this is insane. I was like an intern.
I think the most incredible thing about this story is that you went from being so happy that you were pulled up to varsity to being at the lowest low, and then you, because of that, found another passion, found another outlet.
Yeah.
And another thing that was a part of Katie, because I think a lot of athletes think their sport is everything. So when they get benched or they get injured, what now?
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people too, and I'm sure you'd advise, is like, can you become a manager if you don't make the team? Can you stay involved? Yep. Can you find another outlet? And
Life is highs and lows.
Do you ever wonder where you'd be if you didn't have that concussion?
Well, yeah. So that's actually one of the things I wrote down on my notes here is that
Wait, let's preface that. Katie has a special book, which I would love. Like, if we were roommates and you went to sleep at night, I wouldn't read through it.
Oh, my God. That is so creepy. But don't tell me that. I don't like that.
I wouldn't. Okay, but you know when someone's like, I have a special...
No, guys. No. We're prefacing this even more. I went to the bathroom literally 10 minutes ago. Not 10, probably 30, because we've been going on forever. But I went to the bathroom, and Victoria literally was, like, eyeing my book. And I was like, should I shut it? And then she goes, hey, I'm just going to, like, read your notes.
No,
I was like,
oh, I asked God. Your you permission. Guys, I said, I know, do you mind if no, I skim I know. Your notes?
And I was, because, skim, okay, yeah.
Because as...
You read every single one. Okay, I'm going to analyze my handwriting.
Your handwriting's beautiful.
Thank you.
But because as the interviewer, I want to know what you've come with ready to talk about.
No, but it's real pod. You don't know. I'm just going to throw things at you. Yes. There's another page in here. No, there's not.
Okay, but here's what I was going to say. Is, you know when someone's like, I have a journal, I have a book, it's like, I've never read anyone's journal without the permission. But as of making a joke, I'm like, if we were roommates and you had this black, suspicious journal and you went to sleep at night, I just feel like, I wonder what's in there.
This is for the video content. It's just my name. And there's nothing. You would never know.
But you told me you write down all your ideas in there.
I write all my ideas in here.
I love that. So do you just like getting that onto paper?
Yes, I do. That's my most natural outlet. I always have been doing that. I have a book where I have a literal book that's like my mind. Like, it's my mind map. Like, I literally just write everything I'm feeling. It's like a diary, people would call it.
Yeah.
But it's pictures.
But it's not a diary because it's not organized. Like, hi, today, so-and-so got lunch for me.
And I'll always put the date, though. And I'll always sign it. Because I always, that's the most important thing. You want to know where your mind was at when you were, is it off?
Yeah. It's good.
Okay. The camera turned off. There's notes again. Wait, what was I even saying? Oh, yeah, highs and lows. So, the note. Everything happens for a reason. That is something I actually believe. That is like my favorite quote in the world, that everything happens for a reason, because life is highs and lows, and like you need to be able to like realize that your life is never going to be as high as you, like you can shoot for the stars, whatever, but like you're never going to stay at that high. There's always going to be low points in your life. And when you're low, like you're going to get up eventually. Like you're not going to be like down in the dumps like for the rest of your life. Like your life is spent in the middle, like trying to balance it. And like when I didn't make varsity, like literally everything goes back to like, think about it. Like when I tried out for varsity that sophomore year, I didn't make varsity. I got pulled up. Like maybe if I wasn't on JV, I wouldn't have gotten that concussion. Like, and I got pulled up. And like, if I didn't get pulled up because I played really well in JV, like maybe I wouldn't have been on the pull-up team, and I wouldn't have been at States like filming. Like if I didn't film, if I decided to leave the GoPro at home, I wouldn't have made that video and gotten the internship, and it led to everything else. Like,
and subconsciously what you're doing is you're seeing opportunity in the bad situation.
Yeah,
so always. You're not like, oh, this sucks, boohoo, poor me, I can't do anything here. You're like, okay, this isn't what I wanted, I'm unhappy, but what can I do here?
Yeah.
What is the opportunity in front
of me? Exactly. And it's not even seeing the bright side of a bad situation. I think that's different. I think it's just like seeing the future a little bit. Like, just, it's kind of like making sense of things. Yeah, like letting yourself know that you're going to be all right. Like, something good will come of everything bad that happens to you. Something good will come out of it. Like, it's like, yeah, the concussion is like my big like story that I tell everyone. Like, oh, and then, yeah, so anyways, I got the internship, and then I filmed football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, literally every sport at my high school. I just kept filming. Like, I was addicted to it. And there was this guy that came to our high school, and he had this, like, he was a guest speaker, and he was, like, really cool. His name is Mike Smith. I haven't seen him since he literally came to our high school, but I'm just, like, obsessed with him still. I don't even, like, follow him on Instagram. He's just, like, always in the back of my head. And I remember, I thought he was, like, the coolest guy ever. So at the end, he was, like, you guys want to come ask questions, whatever? So I go up, and I'm, like, hey, like, I, like, really like making videos. Like, what should I do to get better? And I was, like, so pumped that I, like, asked a question. And he was, like, if you want to be good at making videos, like, you just need to make a lot of videos. And I was, like, I thought that was, like, the dumbest advice at the time. Like, I was like, that's so stupid. Like, obviously.
You're like, give me the magic potion. Because
I was thinking, like, what camera do I need? Like, what, like, blah, blah, like, and he was like, just keep making them. Like, he was like, go make a video of the band, like, in the stands of the football game. Like, go make a football video. Like, go make a video of, like, the PTA meeting. Like, anything. Like, and I took that advice. Like, I took it to heart. Like, there's literally a picture of him probably still in my room when I, like, at home, like, when, like, in Maryland. Because I literally was like, okay. And I literally made so many videos in high school. And then it just kept creating more opportunities.
Well, I think the great point there is you don't need the most expensive camera. You don't need the most expensive equipment. Like,
not at all.
Guys, if you don't follow my Instagram, I'm just going to explain this to you. We are in a room at USC that we're in a big building. There could be noise happening. I don't know. I forgot my cameras. We're using iPhones that are stacked on top of books.
Yep.
There's water on the table. Yep. Like, but there's a dent in my microphone, but we're just making it happen.
Yeah, because that just goes back to the whole
you content. You can't wait for people to do things for you, for it all to be aligned. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And that's been a theme, I think, in my whole life, especially with, like, my volleyball journey, my this, that. Like, I'm going to make the most of what I can make happen. And there's things that are outside my control. I don't know if the coach is going to put me on the team. I don't know if I'm actually going to play. But I can go the extra rep.
Yeah.
You can go insert yourself and ask a question.
Yeah.
Like, you can put yourself in places where you're going to have more chances. Oh, I love this quote. It says, if you go after everything in life, you're going to lose more times than win, but you're going to win more than most people.
There you go.
And I was like,
yeah,
damn, I'm going after everything.
Yeah. Well, you know Flay, my friend Flay.
Yes.
So her dad is, like, one of my favorite people on earth. Her parents are, like, my second set of parents.
You have to be cool with the last name Flay. Like, the family's kind of sick.
It's Flayhan, but it's, like, Flay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Still so cool.
Her parents are, like, my second set of parents. Like, I literally call them like I call my own parents. Like,
I love that.
I, like, FaceTime them. Like Flay was in Europe for a month, and I literally was in New York City for work, and I was like, I could get a hotel or, like, stay with my older brother who literally lives in New York City. And I was like, no. I showed up at their house, and they were like, oh my god, they welcomed me with open arms. They made dinner. It was like a potluck dinner.
That's
with all this
amazing.
Good food. They, like, set me up on the couch with, like, it was just like,
did you just get close to them,
like,
when they were coming to games and stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah. And just all the time. They're just, like, my second family. So
I love that.
Because, like, Flay's always in the vlogs, and, like, we're just, like, the best of friends, so they just, like, love me. And so we're just, like, buddies. So today, actually, I called Mr. Flayhan just to catch up, and I call his work number, like, just because I think it's funny. Like,
love this. You're just calling your friend's dad to catch up.
Yeah, to catch up.
That's
so
amazing.
he has like a business, like, he owns a business, and so I call his, like, actual, like, storefront. Like, I'm like, hey, this is Katie. Like, call me back when you can. And so I get a call from a Wacabuck, New York phone number today, and he answers my call. He answered my message, and he said the greatest quote to me. He was like, it was so random. He always dropped Chad Flayhan. Drops the most insane knowledge at the most random times, like, literally so random. He goes, if you bat 33% in the MLB, you go to the Hall of Fame. Like, think about that. Like, if you step up to the plate 10 times and you only hit 3 of those 10 balls, you still go to the Hall of Fame in baseball. Like, put that in perspective. Like, you're gonna miss. Like, you're gonna mess up. Like, you're gonna mess up a lot. Especially in content, like, you're gonna have videos that don't hit. Like, we both know that.
Yeah,
like,
you're gonna have posts that don't do well.
You just told me about the thing you worked on it on the other night, and it has terrible views right now.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna miss. And, like, that's what makes the successes way more valuable to me. Is, like, the fact that, like, our video that we did got so many views is, like, so sick to me because like, it's out of the norm.
Well, I look back on it and I'm like, I had never been in a vlog before. I don't know anything. I felt like I at least was such an amateur, and it did well. And it's, like, crazy how you know, like, if we did a collab now, which we're probably gonna do.
Yeah, we probably are.
You know, you'd expect it to, like, it's just wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you don't need, like, everyone's always, and, like, for example, I film my cameras on literally, or my vlogs on literally any camera, like, I can find. Like, I don't care, because, like, people want a story. They don't watch our vlogs because they're done really well. They watch our vlogs because they're funny and they can relate, and because they think we're role models. So I had this, like, experience where people, I was at some like event or something, and they were like, what camera do you shoot your vlogs on? Like, what settings? Like, blah, blah. And I was like, I just like literally turn on the camera. And, like, I was like, I just like mess around.
Low-key
and
same.
Like, oh, like, I think you should look, blah, blah. I'm like, guys, like, I'm doing kind of well. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm fine.
Yeah, they're like, how do you shoot slow-mo? I'm like, I shoot it normally, and then I use slow-mo in iMovie. Like, very bad. Exactly. I don't even use Adobe Premiere.
Exactly.
No, I'm like, I just fake it out in real life.
Yeah, exactly. No, literally. But like, it's just funny. Like, people get so caught up in the wrong things, I feel like. That just goes back to life.
That's amazing advice, though. Like, failure, I always love.
It goes back to the thing that the guy said, like, just keep making videos. Like, if you want to be better, like, just keep
practicing. Failure is the stepping stone to success.
Yep.
And I've learned that in watching, like, just people in my life. Like, my older brother is, you know, an aspiring golfer. He's a pro golfer, but that life's hard. My boyfriend, Max, went through a lot with football. Like, I've seen people I love fail and then keep going. Yeah. And I've seen myself fail. And, like, I've seen my icons fail.
Yeah.
And I think we have this misconception that people at the top don't ever fail. Like, which they're always so killing wrong. It. Like, you know, people are like, oh, Katie, you're killing it. You're killing it. And you're like, but such and such just rejected me. And
it's
so
like
and
what
so
we just said about the when you have all the fans and you go back to the locker room and you're just, like, alone. It's like that. Like, we're all, like, imagine that on a larger scale. We talked about that.
Like,
they fail. Like, people fail.
Yeah. Like, for example, like, I posted something and I was really sad the other day on Instagram, and I had so many of my followers DM me saying, like, I hope you're having a better day now. Like, I hope you feel good. So sweet, so caring. And then in my, like, quote-unquote real life, I think three people, like, who are in my circle, like, had texted me. And it just makes me think, like, and I know I always, and I want to have on my best friend Aubrey, and I want to talk about this more because I have so much to say, I think, about, like, friendships and stuff because that's another thing too, where like, I never had social anxiety growing up in high school, but I think once you experience anxiety and depression in some form, I think you're more susceptible to it, like moving forward.
Yeah.
So like post anxiety about volleyball, does my team think I'm good? Does my coach think I'm good? Am I good? That anxiety has now become into my real life. And I'm like, oh, like so-and-so didn't invite me here. They didn't text me. Like, do they not like me? And those are thoughts I never used to have. And I have them now. So and, like, I think about maybe, like, the two or three people, like, I wish I had reached out to say, are you okay? And, you know, of course, I'm, like, thinking about this person has their job starting. This person's busy. Like, this person's abroad. This person's going through their own stuff. But it's, you know, no matter how many people you have, I almost think, like, you can feel really alone.
Yeah.
If they're not saying the right thing or they're not doing it at the right time. And that's why it's really important to have a really good relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, I think it's great that you even, like you say, you become more susceptible to it after you deal with it. But I think that's even, like, a great thing. Because, like, before, you're probably just thinking, like, what are these thoughts that are going through my mind? And, like, now that you know about it, you're like, oh, that's what's happening. Like, I get it now. And like, that makes it all easier.
Athletics honestly taught me that. Like, sports. Yeah. Like, being mindful about why I'm having these thoughts, what I actually feel, and how I feel about those feelings.
Yeah.
Before, I just didn't have a processor to, like, digest those emotions.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I
know, this is really just getting insane. How long have we been going for?
45 minutes.
All right, we're going to keep going. We're not stopping.
We're never stopping.
What was something else I wanted to say? Victoria, why don't you have ads on the pod?
Is
it because it's like real pod?
No. Well, for sure, I don't do. I mean, Shay can back me up here. Like, I had someone say, we will pay you this much money to advertise this skin cleanser. It's a lot of money. And I'm like, no, because I don't use that skin cleanser.
And I don't want to,
And I'm not going to advertise this to people and say it makes you have good skin when that's not what I use.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely hard for me to find like things I agree with. But I would say advertising and podcasting is really non-controversial. Like it's socks, bed sheets, discounts
of
mattresses.
Like socks.
It's very like...
That's so true.
I say I would use the word... I like the word non-controversial. And so, obviously, yes, I would love to generate revenue from RealPod. But I think my goal right now... And I told this because Max the other day was like, yo, while you're trending on new and noteworthy, you should put out more. You should look at the analytics. And I'm like, I don't know the analytics. I don't know all the stuff. Like, my goal right now is just to have good conversations with people that will help and that are what I wish I could have listened to.
Yeah.
So that's my focus. And like, I hope that will take me somewhere. I'm not stressing about, you know, not having ads. And
Well, if I can inspire you a little bit, I am an NCAA student athlete, as you know, and I cannot, will not, should not, could not, and never will endorse any brands on any of my social media platforms for the next 2 years. And so I had a conversation with,
those rules are ridiculous. Once you're free though, it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah, I'm
like,
how was that for you?
I'm using
when you graduated, were you just like, whoa?
Yeah. So for people who don't know, as an NCAA athlete, you sign away your name, likeness, and image.
Yeah.
So I could, while I was playing at volleyball here, I could never say, Victoria Garrick is coming to talk about mental health. And it's free for all of you guys, sponsored by Gatorade.
Yeah, that's tough.
Against
it's
rules.
Tough. Like, you just have to be very, very, very careful.
It sucks when, like, I can't even do a good thing. I couldn't even go use my name to go speak about mental health.
NCAA. It's very complicated. It's a big organization. You know, obviously they got a lot of interests and I get what they're trying to do. So I'm not going to bash the NCAA here. That's not why I came here.
This is so funny. Like, I'm so here for bashing the NCAA because I'm out of it.
See, but I'm
not.
You're still in it. So yeah, I love the NCAA.
You're pretty much, you sign your life to them. So obviously Katie's not going to say anything to her captor.
No, stop. I'm not. No, listen, I get it. But it's just funny because, like, I am growing a persona and I mean, I can't even imagine if you're like Sam Darnold or whatever, like how he felt, like being able to just like not do anything like with that big of a persona.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know, like, yeah, I have a YouTube channel, whatever. And like, you have to be very careful because it's not just like things that you can't do. It's like
things you can't say.
Things you can't say.
You can't even say, I love Starbucks, go to Starbucks. Yeah, you can't even say
that. You can't do a lot, but it's tough because it's kind of like an awkward line. Like, you don't really know. But it's like,
but they're prohibiting your growth.
No, don't do all this.
Okay, I will get in there.
No, I can't.
I'm stopping. Last closing remarks.
Closing remarks? We're done?
No. We're closing remarks.
No, I want to talk about the NCAA.
Okay,
I have a point here.
But I just want to say one thing.
Oh my God. Okay,
you, yeah. I gave a TED talk and I openly called out the NCAA about them totally lacking in the mental health resources they provide to students. I visited campuses where students cannot see everyone sees a free psychologist if you're a student athlete. Yeah, at most campuses, they don't even have enough. So unless you're at a very, very dark place, you can't see one. And so the result is like, you're probably gonna get to that dark place because you don't have the help. And so I feel like if you have a problem with NCAA, you can speak about that while you're in the NCAA. So, yeah. I mean, I did that.
Yeah.
They don't love me, but not everyone's gonna love me. So.
I love the NCAA a lot.
Oh, okay.
And so anyways, no, but this is actually one reason why I do love the NCAA. And I tell people this. So yeah, I can't promote anything. I can't do whatever. But so I had a conversation with my boss, Tyler Steinhardt, one of the smartest people I've met in the media
space.
Dude,
I love it. You've had like 50 name drops. It's amazing.
I know, but I'm just trying to pump up the homies.
Yeah. I love that. No, yeah. And it's not, and I don't like the word name drop because it sounds like you're like, yo, I'm friends with like Mark Zuckerberg.
And I'm not like promoing them either because they don't want exposure.
What I love about it is how much you credit the people who help you and support you. Yeah. I love that.
It's all about the other people.
Yeah, I'm just commenting about how much I love
it. Wait, I'm going to talk about that too in a second.
Okay.
So Tyler Steinhardt, he's my boss at the Premier Lacrosse League. He's one of the literal smartest people ever. He's like a wizard of social media. And I had a conversation with him about the NCAA and I was like, dude, like, I'm really bummed. I feel like my content is limited. And I was like, and I also have not cleared a single cent off of any of my content ever in any form.
Because you can't monetize your name
Yeah, because I can't. Yeah. So that's the thing. So I don't make any money. I just do it for fun.
Which is awesome. So, and so respectable.
Yeah. Well, so what I told him that I was upset about that. And he said to me, which really shifted my perspective, talk about shifting perspectives. He was like, yeah, but think about it. He was like, you're building an honest brand. Like, he was like, you're not trying to sell these kids, these subscribers, these followers, anything. Like, he was like, they just love you for who you are. Like, you're never bothering them with ads. You're never bothering them with this, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you're just like, it's you. Like, he's like, for 3 years, they get unfiltered, free, like, amazing content out of you. And I was like, that's really true. And he was like, he's like, you can credit your growth to that because you're not trying to sell them stuff you don't believe in. This goes back to what you said about the skincare thing. It's like if you just hold off, which I don't have a choice, so I have to hold off. But like a lot of young, like I guess a lot of early content creators try to just like monetize the, you know what, out of their stuff.
It turns them off. It turns them away.
Well, because people don't want to watch that. People don't want to watch a 10-minute video by somebody they don't like. So if my video is in the recommended page, they don't want it to start out with a minute ad for like, oh, this is sponsored by blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it's just me. Like, I'm messing around. Like, I use whatever music I want because I'm not monetizing anyways. So I literally just like, it's anything goes.
Which I've told you this before, kind of puts you in tough spot because
It's going to not, I'm just going
to
be fine.
This is you like literally being like, I'm not looking at it and it's like right next to you. Like, I'm just gonna ignore it.
My music is
I'll
fine.
Talk to you about that afterwards.
Okay, but Transportin', the song by Kodak Black, one of the greatest songs ever recorded in the history of the world, is the theme song for KT Verse. And people literally started to like sing it like and like play it when I met them. Like, it's like the brand. Like, that's like what it is. Like, people know it as that. Like,
that's so cool.
It's just like the continuity. Like, people are like, oh my God, it's Transportin'. Like, Katie's about to drop some fire
in.
Like,
what matters is that you have, and I've been.
Dude, what did I say I was going to talk about?
You said you were talking about like.
How, crediting people.
Yes.
Yeah, and friendships and stuff. Okay. You can do, yeah.
I hate the word influencer. I hate the word, I don't hate the word follower, but I definitely hate the word influencer because I think influencer has such a negative connotation of like, when I hear influencer, I think of someone who dismisses people that don't have followers and appearances their whole life and Instagrams their whole life. And so that's why I hate the term influencer. And, but the thing about following followers too is like the word followers, I almost think, I'm trying to think of like a new, I keep using like people who support me because that's how, like how I try to view it. And so what you're doing is you're generating.
I say viewers.
Yeah. Viewers too. I mean, there's.
I don't like fans either. I've just been dropping it on this pod because it's kind of easy to say, but like, yeah. I don't like calling them fans.
Yeah. 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 That's why I'm saying. I was like, these are real human beings who have been through so many things that we've been through too. And so, yeah, I wish there was other vocabulary. But what I was trying to say is you're building
a base.
Audience yeah. of people who support you, care about you, and care about your life. And then when you're done with NCAA contract, they're still going to be there.
Yeah, they're there.
And you're going to be so valuable because they know you're an honest person. And so the minute you... I've been out of the NCAA for months. I have not posted one Instagram ad because I have yet to find something that I think I care about enough to share with those people.
Yeah.
I partnered with a meditation company, which I love, and I'm getting nothing for it, but I'm just doing it because I want them to have it.
Believe in it.
And so,
That's also part of the honest brand thing.
But it sucks that you can't, like, obviously capitalize on it now, like, just because everyone needs to have financial future, like, you know.
But I'm chilling, though.
Life. Yeah, but...
I find other ways. I have a job. Like, I make my way.
Yeah, but I think the base you're building of awesome people who want to be in your circle is what's most important and will be there for you once the contract's up.
Exactly.
You guys, Katie just had the funniest thing ever, but I had to take it out.
I just said actually something really funny, but we're not putting it in because while this is real pod, this is not going to tarnish my image. This will not be the hill that I die on. So, anyways, where were we?
You were going to say you credit people.
Yeah. So sorry, I had to fix my shirt there because this is going to be the part that I like put on Instagram. It's really exciting for me.
Okay.
So why don't we start? Yeah. So you are solely the product of who you surround yourself with every day. Like, that's just, like, something you learn when you're a kid, obviously, but, like, it really makes more sense as you get older. Like, the people that you invest time into, the relationships that you invest time into, like, is, like, you're, who you are, what you say, what you do is, like, a byproduct of those things, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know, it's kind of, like, I'd rather be with, like...
For sure, you're influenced by them.
Yeah.
Like, and hopefully positively.
Yeah, and I think it takes a lot of strength to be able to see if you're being negatively influenced by somebody or something and remove yourself from that situation because it's not always a popular decision. Like when I was in high school, I told you that like I didn't get invited to stuff and I kept trying and trying and trying. And then at one point I was just like, dude, I don't care. Like I just like made friends at other schools and I would just like do whatever. Like I made like the best friend in the world that I have right now, Bella Blumenberg. She is 2 years younger than me. I was on varsity field hockey as a senior I was on varsity field hockey as a junior and we get a little sister on the JV team to like be like our little buddy and we just like make them little
I love bags. That.
I know, it's amazing. And so I was a junior and she was a freshman and I just got her as my little sister and I was like, oh great, like another like a little freshman. And then literally like she's my actual like sister right now, like she's my best friend like in the entire world. And so it's just like because that was around when I was just like stopped trying to hang out with people who didn't want to hang out with me. Like I was like, okay, I'm just gonna hang out with Bella, like she's cool. And then I got my license and we would just go do literally anything. Like,
yeah, I think it's looking past, like, I was talking to Shay about this earlier today. It's like, it doesn't matter who you're friends with, where you come from, what you have. And I think a lot of times when we're younger, we're like, well, who has the friend group? Who has the cool house? Who has this status? Like, you know, and it's like, wait, but this other person has such a better heart and such a better personality. And you're looking past that.
Exactly. 100%. Like, that's a good stepping stone. You really teed me up there. You really pitched me a nice little curve.
That's what I do.
Nice pitch there. For example, like, yeah, the high school thing. Like, I would rather, and not everyone is like this, I would rather hang out with Bella when I was in high school than somebody who didn't want to hang out.
And I'm sure people thought that was weird. Like, Katie's hanging out with the younger girl.
Yeah.
It's such an age thing in high school.
Exactly.
There were so many cool girls at my school, but it was like... Yeah. You are separated by grade.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't care. Like, and it just goes back to, like, everyone, like, if you care about what people think of you, like, obviously we all do, but, like, it's like, if you're worried that people are going to think you're weird for, like, hey, I don't know, it's just like in college, like, literally right now, like, my philosophy is that if you treat me well, like, I'm a very, like, I invest a lot in, like, people and things, like, I'm, like, very, like, oh, yeah, like, so it's like, if you treat me well and you treat me with respect, I will literally, like, die for you. Like, that's, like, how I am. So it's like, it just like opens up so many doors for me, like, and just like, I don't know, I feel like I'm like a fun person to be around, like, and so in college, like, making friends has just been like, not, I'm not going to say, like, making friends has been easy, I'm so cool, but it's, like, I've just always found myself, like, in the right social circles here. Like, I think a lot of that is being a student-athlete, but, like when I met you, like, I was just, like, oh, like, she's a homie. Like, I'm just be friends with her. Like, that's just how it is. Like, I would rather, like...
Recognize her.
Exactly. Yeah, respect. I would rather literally hang out with, like, Jonah Matthews for, like, 5 hours and, like, make gingerbread houses or, like, go to Urban Outfitters and, like, mess around and, like, do whatever. Then, like, go to some stupid, like, status symbol. Like, I just I don't care. Like, if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you and I will be your homie. And that's why my circle is so small, but at the same time, it's kind of big because, like, I just operate under, like, if you are cool, I will be cool to you. And a lot of people are like that with me.
And what comes along with that is not being threatened by other people, but rather being supportive and wanting to invest in them.
Yeah.
And that was something I felt immediately from you is I was like, how do you vlog? What kind of camera do you use? And like, what is this thing? And you were like, yeah, you should do it. And then to your platform of like thousands of people who, and we've never met, you shout me out and she's starting a channel, go follow her.
Yeah.
And that is something that a lot of people would not do. They're like, oh, I've worked, like, this is my platform. Like, no. And so like, and that's something people don't know is like, I've talked to another girl who had the podcast said like someone turned her down for a collab because I don't know, just people get on these high horses and you're someone who is always supporting the people around you and wanting to make sure that they're going to succeed. And that's super special because a lot of people, especially girls, don't want that for others.
Yeah, because I have, that's a good way to tee it up again. I have a mentality like, if I'm eating, we're all eating. Like, if I'm up, like, we're all up. Like, for example, that Quavo game. I went to a basketball game 2 nights ago, and it was
You went to that? Your friend texted me to invite me.
Mason. Yeah. Oh, we did?
Yes.
Why didn't you go?
Oh, shoot.
Did you just, like, not think it was, like, real?
Oh, my God. No. I knew it was real, but I was having, like, I was super stressed, and I just knew I, like, had to take the day.
I literally would have picked you up. It was insane.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so, anyways, this is an example. So, I have whatever, how many followers on Instagram, doesn't matter. And through the vlogs, like, I have all these little viewers and stuff that love my Instagram and, like, follow me. And so, I just think it's so funny because, like, if you look at, like, my Instagram and then you look at Amanda Flahan, Izzy McMahon, Kerrigan, we're all over 10,000. Like, I'm not, like, whatever. I have, like, obviously more. But it's, like, they all have so many followers because they're all in on the vlogs. Like, I'm up. Like, they're up with me. Like, I'm not, like, it's a group. Like, I always say it's our YouTube channel. Like, it's not mine. Like, because if it was just a video of me, no one's watching. Like, they're not going to watch. I guarantee
it. I love that.
Before. Yeah. I got Jonah from 6,000 followers to 11.5 by literally just asking people to follow him. Like, because I want him up. Like, I want his pictures to have more likes. Like, I want his brand up. Like, he's with me. Like, it's like, I operate like, I'm like, I just, if I'm doing well, I want everybody there with me. Like, all the homies. Like I said, like, if you treat me with respect and you're nice to me and you're cool to me and, like, you show me that you would, like, die on the hill with me, then, like, I'm there with you. Like, I got invited to that game and I literally asked, I was like, I need 2 more passes. I was like, I'm having Kerrigan and I'm having Izzy with me because they're both in LA and like, I want them there. Like, I want them there with me. I want to celebrate this night with them. I want them in the vlog, like, because they're just my homies. Like, I just like will take people with me. Like, that's just always how I've been because I love that. Like, I think you're just, like I said, you're a product of who you're with. And like, I would rather be there with them than like be there alone any day of the week. I wouldn't have even gone if I had to go alone.
Can you think of someone who took you with them?
Victoria Garrick. No. Oh, that's a good, huh? Yeah. So, I want to get this right. Hold on. Pause.
Don't touch the mic.
I know. Isn't that like bad? Doesn't it like pop the
audio? I don't know. This thing but it's is also just vented. So
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Struggling. Wait. Oh my God. Yes. See, this is why I take the second to think because after this, I would have been that. So when I was a kid, not a kid, I was like a freshman in high school. I just got into filming, like I said, sophomore in high school. I just got into filming. I was like, oh, GoPro, sick. And this guy who was on the local pro lacrosse team, his name was Miles Jones, and he's like huge in lacrosse. And I remember I was like, she knows. I was like the biggest fan of Miles ever. Like I was obsessed. He went to Duke. And I was like a nobody, so I like literally, I idolized him. And so he got traded to my local pro lacrosse team. And I was so stoked. And so I like needed to like get to a game. And I end up filming a game. And I was like, this is so sick. And I remember that I got there like 3 hours early because I was like, maybe he'll be outside and I can like get a picture. And I went up to him and I like took a picture with him. And then I like filmed him because I was making like a stupid little highlight video. And then I made a video of him in the game, like his highlights. And then after the game, I DM'd it to him on Instagram. And he responded and I was like, oh my God. Like I thought it was so sick. Like I was like, yeah. Like I was like, let's go. And then he was like, here's my number. Like if you want to send it to me. And I was like, no way. Like his number. And I remember like texting my friends being like, yo, I got Miles Jones' number. Like this is so sick. And now he's like literally my best friend. But it's like, so anyways, back then. So I make the video for him, send it to him. He posted everything. everything's great. And then the next summer he texted me and was like, yo, do you want to just come to all the games and like I'll pay you and you can just like make my highlights like all summer? I was like, yeah. Like, I was like, that's I will so give up my dope. Soul. Like my my friends would like have kickbacks and like they'd all be chilling and like I'd be down in Annapolis like with my tripod, like in the pouring rain. I'm just like, because, and it wasn't even like I was like, oh my grind. Like it was just because like I got that opportunity from Miles. And I was like, I'm not going to let him down because I knew that he was like that. Like, he brought me up with him. Like, he tagged me in every video. He made sure that I had exposure. Like, he was, like, super dope about it. And, like, he, like, paid me well. Like, he crushed it. And, like, it was, I knew it was a really good relationship that I could benefit from. And I was just so happy that, like, I was in his circle. And, like, he would always look out for me. To this day, like, he's always had my best interest at heart. Like, the PLL started and he was like, I'm going to make sure you're involved. Like, I got you. Like, it's like, I go to these weekends. He's like, hey, you're with me. Like, chill. Like, it's always just like, it's just been like that.
And you
like,
want to be that for
yeah,
others.
Yeah, for other people. And it's just because, like, that's the way.
Something you threw in there that I think is really important.
Wait, is that still going?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Something you threw in there that I think is really important is you said, my friends are kickbacks and, yo, I'm out in Indianapolis. And I think sacrifice is a huge part of getting to where we're at with where, we, yeah, where we're at.
Have to.
And you just can't do everything and you have to say no's. And that is ultimately going to get you that success in the end. And then it's like, you can't really remember that kickback on Friday. You can't really, like, those things don't go with you as long as, like, the memories, as that time with Miles Jones is going to go with you. And I think for anyone out there who's wanting to go to the next level and whatever it is you're doing, you're going to have to make sacrifices.
Yep.
And, like, a sacrifice I made was not going to that game because my mental health, I said I just need to stay home. And so sacrifices are different. And now, of course, I'm like, damn, I should have gone. But maybe if I went and I pushed through that, I would have had to cancel
on
you
right.
again.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I just think that sacrifice is huge. And you know, especially being a student athlete, like how much you've had to sacrifice.
Oh my God, sacrifices. If we're going to talk about that, it's absolutely outrageous. Because, I mean, if you're a student athlete in college, you have two full-time jobs, like two absolute full-time jobs. You're a student and you're an athlete. That's like a serious thing. That's that you're in for the whole day. And then if you want to make content on top of that, it's insane. Like
I mean,
obviously we want to talk about mental health here. I daily vlogged every single day for the month of December, my sophomore year in college, this past year.
That's insane.
30 days straight of daily vlogging. So that, you got to think, December 1st, we're still at school. And we're, like, lifting and stuff still, I think. I don't know. Yeah, we were, like, doing stuff. We were running with the team, whatever. December 1st, you're here. And then January, or December 31st, you're at home. So it's, like, a month of, like, it's travel. It's a lot of stuff. And it's final exams. So it's not easy. So, and you sacrifices. Like, oh, my God. So I literally sacrificed sleep. Like, I wasn't sleeping for, like, literally 30 days. Like, I would live a whole day with my camera in my hand. And then I would go home at whatever time I got home. And I would edit until I was done the video. And then I would go to bed. And then whatever time I had to be up, put the camera in the charger.
And not one day. You just couldn't do
it. Nope. I had to do it every single day. 30 days. And it was sick. Like, looking back, like, those are my favorite vlogs. Because it's not, I wasn't putting on this persona. Like, I wasn't some big, like, organized, like, hey, be here at whatever time. It was just my life. Like, it was just, like, my memories. Like, it was exactly how my life was. I just had a camera behind it, you know? So that was, like, the coolest part. But the sacrifice was insane. Because, like, it wasn't great for my mental health. Like, it wasn't great for me. It, like, my family was, like, pissed that I literally was, like, filming everything. It's just, like, you know, like, there are some times when you gotta turn the camera off. But I don't regret it. Like, yeah, it put me in kind of, it wasn't, like, a dark place, but it wasn't great for me. Like, and I still had a couple days after, in January, I just relaxed. And then I just wasn't, like, making videos. And I was, like, oh, I'll start when I get back to school. And then, like, that came around. And then we just got busy with practice and stuff. And then I was, like, I'll just start, like, next week. And, like, I kind of found myself in, like, this little rut where I, like, wasn't making videos and, like, didn't care, which was, like, scary because, like, I always loved doing it. So I was, like, I don't know what's worse, that, like, I'm not making videos or that I literally couldn't care less. Like, that was, like, the weirdest part. Like,
totally.
I was just, like, okay, this is weird. Like, I'm in a funk. And then I would just, like, I tried one, and I just, like, didn't post it, and, like, it just, like, it got really weird. And I was, like, oh, my God, like, I think it's my mental health. Like, I gotta figure something out. So I was just, like, thinking back, and I think it was because it started to become, like, a chore for me. Like, it started to become, like, oh, I need to post this because I need to post this.
Yeah, well, that's what, I'm sure that happened by, like, day 10.
Yeah, it was, like, and, yeah, but that's just, like, and then I saw myself, like, my whole Instagram and YouTube was going in that direction, where at that point I was just, like, no, like, the whole reason I started this is because my team and I have a lot of great memories, and we think we could be role models for other girls that are playing lacrosse. When we were kids, there's no lacrosse content. Like, there's no D1 lacrosse vloggers. There's no YouTubers. There's no, like, Instagram influencers. Like, we're it. So it's, like, I knew my role as who I am on YouTube is to inspire the younger girls to want to play lacrosse in college, because it's an insane experience. It is so cool. And like, I love being able to document it because I truly will go back and cherish these. But the second that it started to become like a chore for me, I was like, I'm off that. Like, I need to refocus. And I took that month and I didn't make a video for a month because I was like, this isn't a chore. Like, I'm blessed to be able to do this and I need to put everything else in perspective and I need to prioritize this.
What were some things you did to get back on track with your mental health?
I stopped worrying about when I was going to make my next video because part of the reason why I kept battling with myself was because I was like, oh my God, like, when am I going to do this? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then like literally one day I was just like, no, like, I don't care. And I don't owe anybody anything. Like, I wanted to make some big announcement video where I was like, I'm like going on a break, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, no, I don't like, yeah, I like, obviously I owe my fans like everything. Like, but it's like, they'll be fine. Like, they'll be there for me. Like, I got comments and they were like, you're good. Like, take your time. Like,
isn't that incredible? Like, is yeah, you're thinking crazy. They're going to hate me.
Yeah.
But then they're like, no, they Katie, it. We totally feel
yeah,
you.
Because
take
they want me to
time.
Be, yeah, they want me to be all right. So it's like, I remember getting comments and stuff and like DMs and like, I hadn't even posted in a while. And people were like, hey, like, I don't know what you're going through, but like, I'm here. Like, I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I was like, wow, it's really nice. But the second I stopped putting all that pressure on myself was the second that I like freed my mind up, because I was like, it was just like the self pressure that I was just like literally only putting on myself. Like, it was all mystical. Like, I was literally like living in like this like box, like, that kept closing in. Like, when's the next video coming? And like, when I just stopped thinking like that and I was like, I'll be ready when I'm ready. It was amazing. And then I had a great spring. I made a ton of videos. And then I'm back home and I did a series where I just like hung out with the friends and like, I didn't put any pressure on myself. It was the same type of thing. Like, it was the same.
Back
like,
to just, I'm yeah, Katie filming
I'm Katie, yeah.
this situation.
And this is my friend. These
and
are,
this
is my hometown.
Memory.
Like, and it's just like, yeah. And that's all I did. And it was just like super fun. And then now I'm just like back at school, like same type of deal, just making all these videos, like not putting any pressure on myself. Like, if I get it done, I'll get it done. If I don't, like, cause I'm again, like, I'm not making any money. Like, I'm not doing this for anybody else. Like, and I also want my fans to have the best possible video. Like, I don't want to just rush something because I said I'd post on Wednesday. It's like, no, I'd rather take the extra 24 hours and make it that much better, so they enjoy it that much more because I owe it to them. Like,
right. You have to make sure you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when you texted me and said something like, yo, want to get food tonight? I need some happiness in my life or something.
I was like, that was a bad time for you. I was like, who can I go to? And then I was like,
I was
Victoria.
So honored.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and then Kostik me, I'm like, okay, I'm like, I want Katie to have a great night and be super happy.
Yeah, then we got burgers.
Yeah, we got Wahlburger. It was great.
So good. Oh my God.
But I think something special about that is you realize, all right, I'm not in a good place with my mental health. So something has to change.
Yep.
Two, I'm going to change that thing. Three, I'm going to let in people in my circle
yeah.
to know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like your
yeah, that was huge.
Friends and
that
your group
also
knew.
Is a huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because as much as like you see the pictures of me and like Izzy and Kerrigan on my Instagram and stuff, me, Izzy, Flay, whatever it is, you see all that on my Instagram and it looks like we're having the greatest time. Like, we all go through lows. Like, I've been with Izzy like in the trenches. Like, I've been with all those girls like through it all. So it's like recognizing that and like knowing that like they're not just like on my Instagram for show and like they're just like my homies. Like, they know me and like they know what I'm going through and like they were there for me too. Just going back to the whole like full circle, going back to the hate comment thing, like, it's just like when you have real ones like that in your circle, like, you can just, it doesn't matter because you know that they'll always have your back, like, really, really truthfully, no matter what you're going through, which is like the best part. And that adds so much of like a blanket of security to my mind, because I'm like, whatever I'm going through, I'm not going through alone because I have these people with me. And like, it's just like, that makes it so much easier.
Did you worry at all, like, letting them know I'm not feeling great? Like, did you think, what will they think something? Or I'm usually
no,
this person in the
group. I don't ever worry about, like, I mean, obviously, like, I'm a very lively person. So, like, when I'm not feeling like that, people are always like, yo, what's up? Like, you good? And, like, literally, I remember one practice, I was just, like, tired. And I, like, wasn't, like, talking that much. And, like, Kerrigan was like, are you good? I was like, yeah, like, I'm just, like, tired. Like, it's just, like, because when I'm not on, I'm, like, I'm just, like, it's very noticeable. So, but yeah, no, I never worry about telling them anything. It's just like how it is. Like,
they know me.
But yeah, I feel like we need to talk about our collaboration before this podcast ends.
Okay, let's do it. Last talk, collab.
Is that our last conversation? Do we have anything else you want to cover?
I feel good. Anything? I feel like we really did a lot.
I know. I'm pumped.
Proud of us.
I know. Wait, I really want to talk about the collab though,
okay,
because it's a funny story.
Let's do it. Talk about
so,
the collab.
So, yeah, so I was in this very room. This study room here at the John McKay Center at USC.
I had also heard about you before. Someone said this girl
no
USC
way.
Films lacrosse videos. That was a sentence.
And you were like, hey, let's go.
No, I was like,
no,
I wonder
who
that
like,
is.
Who is that?
No. I was like, I wonder who that is. But it was like in passing. Okay, so you're in this room.
Yeah, so I'm in this room and I'm with my friend. We're not really friends anymore. But and I was like, yo, like, I'm doing this series where I'm taking other USC athletes and I'm playing them in their sport and then I'm trying to teach them lacrosse. Because the whole joke is that, like, it's kind of sick. Like, I'm kind of pumped about it because, like, lacrosse is, like, a really hard sport to, like, nail down because it's just, like, it's like an extension of your body because you have the stick and
it's
then the ball. So it's, like,
hard.
It's hard. So I was pumped because I was like, oh my God, these are world-class athletes. Like, these are, like, Olympic-level athletes at my school that I have access to. Like, I want to teach them how to play a sport and make them look ridiculous, even though they're so much better at, like, sports than any of my viewers or anybody out there. So the first one was Jonah, who we both have a good relationship with, and he just, like, was terrible at lacrosse and, like, dunked on me in basketball. Just, like, so that one was fun. And then I was like, oh my God, I should, like, really run with this. Like, this is, like, kind of sick. And so, and then I did baseball, tennis, whatever, and then the volleyball one. So
and you're like, let's get to the main event, folks.
Yeah. Oh, this is some marketing advice too, guys. So when I was choosing my guests, I was very meticulous, and I was like,
I didn't.
It's a symbiotic relationship. We talked about this.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want them to be A, really good at their sport, and B, have a different and large Instagram following than I do. So like, no, like think
I'm
about
done.
It.
I'm
like
done.
No, because think about it.
You know, no,
the cross promotion, like
yeah,
the value of that.
You
like,
want to be exposed, like
yeah,
you'll
exactly.
be exposed.
Most exposure.
Like when people come on Real Pod, they also know that they're gonna get exposed to.
Oh
like,
yeah,
fans.
I know.
Oh, you're funny.
No, no so I was
she
like,
just did an evil
no,
laugh
so
at all their fingers.
I heard about this volleyball girl who had a TED Talk, and I was like, that's sick. So then I was like, oh, I need to get to her. Like, so then I got your phone number in this room, and I texted you. I was like, hey, you want to do it? And then Kerrigan, who's the homie, she was like, oh, I also need her for like this project I'm doing. Like, I need her for my final project. So like, this is great. And I was like, okay, you can film. So she just pulls up, and I remember you like showed up and you gave me the volleyball jacket, which was amazing.
Also,
and then,
is Kerrigan even gonna listen to this?
Probably.
Okay,
maybe.
I gotta. This is also like slight secret. So I had done journalism reporting, and I had reported on lacrosse. Kerrigan had some insane game because she's so sick.
She's sick.
And so we were reporting on her, and I was like, wait, I have like such a girl crush on her. Like, I thought she was so pretty and like so athletic and
oh
so good
God.
At her sport. And then I saw her on campus, and I was like, that is like the low key cutest like gem. You know, because you know, there's
yeah,
girls
yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
on like the sports teams who the guys are like the girls that post on their Instagram, whatever, they're like, oh, that athlete on that team. Whereas Kerrigan, I was like, this girl's beautiful and so good at her sport. And like, what I feel like is such a hidden gem. Okay, anyway, so then when you
yeah.
brought her, I was like, oh my God.
You're like,
crushing.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, she's such a homie too. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good person. So yeah, she filmed every single one of the episodes too, which was hilarious. And we like made some sacrifices there because we had practice all day and class all day. So it was like 9 o'clock at night. We'd like meet people at some sketchy like back tennis court to like film a video. They're like, what are we doing again? I'm like, so yeah, so then we did we did lacrosse, and then I remember we were putting the balls away in the locker room and we were walking over there, and you were asking me all these questions. You were like, I only have one video on my channel, and it's me meeting Taylor Swift. And you go,
talk about hate
you
comments.
Go, you go,
circle.
Yeah.
The hate comments there rip me to shreds.
And you go, it's not even like me actually meeting her. It's just like me talking. So like, I don't even know. I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, and then you were like, and then at the end of the video, you were like, we did like this little bit. Oh, and then like the volleyball thing was hilarious because I was terrible and I was like flying all over the place and just. Terrible. And so, and then at the end, you were like, all right, guys, like my channel's in the description. I was like, damn, she's going for it. Like, okay. And then,
no, because sometimes you need someone to push you over the cliff.
Yeah,
and so
true,
I was like,
true,
if Katie
DeFeo
shouts,
yeah.
my YouTube channel is coming, I gotta make this
yeah, exactly.
thing come.
Facts. That's actually true. So I was like, hey guys, everybody, just make sure you subscribe to Victoria. And then I like put your channel in the description, whatever. And then the rest was just history. And that just went nuts.
The
like,
volleyball community is insane.
The
I mean, they
community
love
loves
the
it.
Vlogs.
Yeah, they did. And
I'm
they,
like, oh gosh, well, here I am now. Please
dude,
love me still.
I'm like meeting these new communities because like the little tennis girls, they love the video of me and Jack Ada on the tennis court. It's just like, I loved getting exposed to like the new sports communities.
Yeah, for sure.
I think
sure.
it's cool. But yeah, so that collab was just absolutely
start
insane.
Of a great
I literally
friendship.
Have more written on there. Oh yeah, but yeah.
What else did you have written? About the collab?
No, just yeah. I said you wanted to do YouTube because of me. So
yeah, I did. I thought your videos were super cool.
I remember hyping you up too. I remember our conversation. I was like, you were like, I don't know if I'll be able to get my teammates in the vlogs, like whatever. I'm like,
that's
no.
something that's so unique about you is your teammates like loved me in the vlogs.
Yeah.
This is finally great. I wanted to say this to the people who watch my videos, and I hope they're listening to this, but they were always like, where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? Like, why aren't they in the vlog? And I'm thinking, because they don't want to be.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
not everyone wants to be
no,
on camera. And given the student-athlete lifestyle, like, when we're on the bus going from, like, point A to point B.
Sometimes you're miserable.
They want to be, yeah. They want to be laying in
yeah.
their seat. They want to be music. They don't want to be on the vlog.
Yeah.
So a lot of my videos were, like, me and then, like, obviously my two best friends on the team, Brooke and Cindy, were, like, supportive, so like they want to be in, and then like the freshmen who are like just
yeah.
hyped,
yeah.
but then the other
yeah,
girls
like yeah,
the other girls like are not there for it, and
no.
I respect that. A lot of my teammates didn't want to be in the vlogs.
Yeah, I think it's cool that I have a team like that just like wants to be in
yeah,
it.
That's
it's cool.
cool
because then it's like when I look back, it's like those like the videos are actually just like genuine memories with like my best friends, because they're all in the videos. Like all my best friends are in the videos. There's like one friend of mine, Jackie Gilbert, she graduated, who's like literally like one of my closest friends and just like never freaking wanted to be in the videos ever. And it's like so funny because like she's never in them. And like what I would do is I would like, remember when you were playing defense, I was like, oh, you're just like Jackie. And you were like, okay, Jackie. That's
yeah.
part of the video.
Oh, yes, yeah. yes.
So she, like, I would just like make fun of her in the videos, like, because obviously I'm joking, but it's like I would put like slow mo clips of her like walking around, and then I would play like insane music like dubstep in the background because she didn't want to be in the videos. So like if Flay's like vlogging, and if Flay's like literally like standing here vlogging and Jackie like walks across the back, we'll cut it like down, like it's like the worst quality, and it's just like Jackie walking and I just like blast music, and I'm like, I just made it like this whole thing because she didn't want to be in them. Like that's just me being like myself.
Did she
and,
think
like,
it was annoying. Funny?
Yeah, but she's like, stop it, like your fans, like blah, blah. And then yeah. like she never posts on Instagram, and like she posted one time like literally over the past like year and a half, and all the fans are like, wild for the night, like Katie's videos. I'm like, let's go. I'm like, the reach.
That's
the reach.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's
just, that's like, so funny.
But, yeah, that's what you say. That's what you get when you don't want to be in the videos, is yeah. just you just get exposed. So
no. Oh yeah, so I was like too scared to do that with my team. I was just like, because my, I don't know, volleyball, I think your team's a lot bigger than mine with size wise roster wise like
I got 32.
Ours is such a tight community that I knew if I did anything, if I had one girl comment,
yeah, but you
to
got
coach,
the floats and goes video, which I don't think I could ever get.
Oh my gosh,
I remember we talked about that.
And
you were like, I have this idea for a music video, and then like 2 weeks later Kerrigan and I were like scrolling through Instagram, and we're like, yo, she did it, like that's
yeah.
sick.
And I okay, you know why those of my team agreed to do it, was because we all were gonna benefit. Like that would be Will Ferrell coming to the game.
Wait, so he's coming this year?
I'm making it happen, yes. He, oh my God, well, okay. His assistant and I are in contacts, and it was, we filmed that video like super late in the season. And so I'm for sure reaching out to her. I think her name is Rebecca, sweet Rebecca. And I'm going to be like,
oh
you, he's coming. And then I'm going to sit courtside with him. It's going to be lit.
Okay, yeah.
You should come.
Okay, I literally will.
If I'm eating, we're all eating.
Exactly, there we go. Full circle moment.
But, so they did the video for me. But I had to like literally make that happen. I texted him a million times. I was like, I brought all the costumes. I was like, I wrote their script. I wrote the lines.
They come for practice and you like change the time on the thing. So like they think that there's practice, but it's just you. And you're like, nice costume.
And so, yeah, I was super grateful that they were in the video because like needed them. But, yeah. Like I can respect people that don't want to be in the video, and it's cool that your squad was, and that's the reason why my team wasn't, you know.
Absolutely,
everyone's different. My best friends don't want, they'll be like, don't tag me, because they don't, and I respect that. Unlike you, I'm not like follower anyways. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just, yeah, you know, yeah. I respect it. Like a lot of people don't want to be in the public.
Well, Jackie liked it. I didn't do her as dirty as I could have. Like,
of course, you know, you're not pushing a line. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, she's probably okay
yeah.
with that.
Yeah,
I have friends who are like, don't tag me, because they just don't want. I never tag, like, my yaya or my mom because
yeah,
they don't want it.
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm careful about that. But I definitely know, like, I don't know. I just tag, like, the homies, like, just, like, the six people that I'm, like, that I trust.
This has been such a great podcast. Like, how do we end it?
I actually don't know. Should we promise them a collaboration?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
What are we going to do? Do we know? We shouldn't tell it. It should be a secret.
Hey, guys, so if you're still listening, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? If you're still listening, go comment on... Oh, this is a good idea. This is a fun, like, real pod thing.
Okay.
If you're still listening, go find the YouTube video on my channel, KT vs. Victoria Garrick in Volleyball, and comment something nice about either of us, because the recent comments right now are a little sad on that video, and we talked about that earlier. So if you're still listening, go drop a nice comment there. We will both see it, and we will both comment back to you, and that would really be cool if you would do that.
Yeah, that would be great. And also, if you're still listening, we're going to post a Real Post selfie and no filter on the Instagram that's titled Real Pod, which I had to go to great lengths to get that username.
I was wondering about that.
And comment a green heart emoji.
Okay,
because
yeah.
that's Katie's favorite color, green.
Yep. Yeah.
And that means we know you made it.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to expose it anywhere else.
No.
So if you comment that green heart...
If you're still listening, geez, you really... I mean, I love you, but, like, you got to go do something. Like,
Mom, Mr. Flay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Mom and Dad, Mr. Flayhan, and whoever else is still on.
I literally love that girl, and I'm sure you guys do too. If you didn't already before, please go comment some love on all of her videos because she deserves it. If you guys enjoyed this episode, next week I am having on Haley Hodson, a former Stanford Division I volleyball player who has an amazing story. She was the number one recruit in the country, had played in the Olympic gym, and then suffered a career-ending concussion injury. And she's going to be coming on to talk all about that and her journey and finding her new purpose and her new why. It's going to be amazing. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you
follow hashtag RealPod on Instagram. The username is RealPod so that you can stay up to date with all of our episodes. And also comment and let me know what you think, what you like, what you'd love to see. Tag the guests you want me to have on the show. You guys matter to me. Your opinions matter to me. You asked for Katie. I gave you Katie. So let me know what you guys want. I'm here for you to help inspire and just make your life a little bit easier and a little bit more real every Tuesday. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you next time.